Again, it's an unusual day where I happen to have been assigned the class and the sermon this morning, but it's good to see everyone here. I sometimes hear people use a phrase, and I bet you have heard it used or maybe used it yourself, and that phrase is, everything happens for a reason. I don't want you to tell me if you've ever used that phrase, but maybe you have. I've probably used that phrase before, and I hear people say it a lot. And usually, when someone says, everything happens for a reason, that usually follows some unexpected turn of events in a person's life. They get a new job, or maybe they get fired from a job. They make a new friend, or they lose an old friend. They find out they're expecting. Maybe they find out they're not expecting. They find out they have cancer, and many, many more things in a person's life. Sometimes is described by a person saying, everything happens for a reason. What's interesting to me is sometimes this comment comes from people who are professed atheists, which makes me wonder what they actually believe is the cause of this. What are they thinking when they say everything happens for a reason? But more often than not, a person who says that is probably a religious person who believes in God and probably believes that God is directing the very course of their lives. Usually, although not always, when a person says everything happens for a reason, they're thinking maybe something like this. They might be thinking, well, since I got fired from my job, God must have something else in store for me. They might think, well, I fell in love with this person, so that must mean that God has plans for us to get married. Well, I'm pregnant, so that must mean that God wanted me to have a baby. Generally, when a person says everything happens for a reason, what they mean is everything happens for a good reason. That something happened because God wanted it to happen. So my question this morning, is that correct? Is it true that everything happens for a reason? Is it right to say that God plans and prepares every event in our lives? Is there a reason that you're at this building this morning, that you drove this car, that you're sitting next to this person? Is it true to believe that anything that happens in our life, God caused to happen? That anything we experience, like a new job or a new baby or an illness or any consequential change in our lives, is that all part of God's plan for you or for me? The underlying question in this conversation relates to God's providence. We all know that God is involved in our lives, but to what extent is God involved in our lives? What is God actually doing? Can we know when and how God is at work in our lives? I can't promise to answer all of those questions this morning, but I do think we can look at about five biblical principles that provide some direction. So what about, is it true that everything happens for a reason? So first know this. Number one, that God absolutely is at work in our lives. We shouldn't deny that, and we should be happy about that. Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 through 13. Therefore, my beloved brethren, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to do His good pleasure. Especially if you're a Christian today, God is working in you. Especially if you let God work in you. It's absolutely true that some things happen in your life because God wanted it to happen. Because God did cause it to happen. And why does God do that? Because like Paul explains, both to will and to do for His good pleasure. So we don't always know how or when God is at work in our lives, but we do know why God is at work in our lives. And that is to fulfill His will and fulfill His good pleasure. When the Jews were in captivity in Babylon, God reminded them of this very thing. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, God says there in that place, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." So we don't always know the details of God's plans, but we can be sure that if you're a Christian, that plan includes a future of peace and of hope. So God is at work in our lives. Know that. Secondly, remember that even though God is at work in our lives, some things happen purely by chance. Not everything that happens is directly caused by God or really caused by anything at all. Some things just happen by chance. God didn't cause it. You didn't cause it. Nobody caused it. It just happened. And this is exactly what Solomon explains in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. Solomon says, "I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all." The wisest men, this is what Solomon is saying, the wisest men or women are not always the most successful. The strongest and the most skilled are not always the winners. And why is that? Because time and chance happen to them all. Sometimes coincidence is the reason. And for better or for worse, life just happens. Now that doesn't mean life just always happens, because remember that first principle. God absolutely is at work in our lives. But sometimes it's not God causing something. Sometimes it's just life. It's just chance. It's just coincidence. So why did I get the job at Cox College? Why did Joanna get sick? Why does my family have a predisposition to dementia? Why did my friend Clint die? Is it because God wanted all of those things to happen? It could be. But it also might be that it was just chance. It might be that I just happened to be the best applicant for the job. It might have been that Joanna got sick just because she had a predisposition to that. Why does my family get dementia? It might just be chance. Why did my friend Clint die? Could it be that God wanted him to die? Or could it just be that he forgot to look left before he crossed the road? Do you see how you can't always tell? In a lot of these situations, though, perhaps God was behind it. Maybe there was a reason I got the job at Cox College. Maybe it was because God knew that Joanna would get sick and I needed the flexibility in that job. Maybe there was a reason that my friend Clint died, and maybe it's because God didn't want him to suffer through something that might have happened later in his life. You see, things get tricky when we say everything happens for a reason and we mean that God caused it. Because that's not even what the Bible teaches. Sometimes God causes it, and sometimes it's just chance. When Jesus explained the parable of the Good Samaritan, we actually see time and chance in action. Luke chapter 10, verses 30 and 31. Then Jesus answered and said, "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead." Verse 31, "Now by chance, a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side." This isn't a real story. This didn't actually happen in this particular case. But Jesus wouldn't use this example unless this is the kind of thing that really does happen in real life. A man is beaten and left for dead, and someone just happens to be at the right place at the right time, and that man had a chance to save his life, and then he didn't. The point, though, is that it was just chance. In this parable, it was just chance. And we can be sure that the same kind of thing happens in our own life. That we just happen to be in the right place and the right time, that something great happens, or the right place and the right time that something terrible happens. It's important to know that God sometimes, although He's very involved in our lives, that God sometimes just lets life play itself out. If we do get in the habit of thinking that every action or event in our life happens by the divine providence of God, we're going to be wrong sometimes. And we're going to spend a lot of time confused about God. People start to wonder, well, why did God cause me to get cancer? Why did He let me get sick like this? Why did He let my spouse die? Why did He let my friend die? Why is this happening to me? And sometimes that's the wrong question. It just happens sometimes. And we should be okay with that. And I think that's a good introduction to the next point. So remember, God absolutely is at work in our lives. Sometimes things happen purely by chance. But also remember number three here. Sometimes bad things happen so God can do something good. Sometimes bad things happen so God can do something good. I had Matt read a portion of the story of Esther because that's a perfect example of this very situation. Esther was taken from her home and her family. She was forced to audition to be the wife of a pagan king. Do you think she wanted any of that? I don't think so. It's hard to imagine that she was enjoying this life, separated from her family, married to a pagan king, living in a house of concubines. Is that really where she wanted to be? But when her people, the Jews, were sentenced to be slaughtered, Esther was in the perfect position to save them. And in Esther chapter 4, verse 14, Mordecai actually explains this very possibility to her. He says, "For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish." And then he says, "Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Mordecai is saying, maybe this is the very reason that you got taken from our family. Maybe this is the very reason that you're now living in the king's palace, because you've got a chance to save tens of thousands of Jews. Esther, I don't think, never would have guessed that her being taken from her family could have been an essential element in God's plan to save His people. And so it's good for us all to be reminded of the same thing. If we find ourselves in tough times, if it looks like our world is just falling apart all around us, if it looks like nothing is going right, just maybe everything is going right. Maybe this is exactly what God planned. Maybe it is part of the plan. What Mordecai said to Esther might also have been to several other heroes of the Bible. People that ended up in these awful situations, and yet, as it turned out, they were exactly where God wanted them to be. It was true for Esther, but also think about other people, like Joseph, like Moses, like Ruth. They get involved and tangled up in these terrible situations, but it works out perfectly. Think about Joseph in particular. Joseph was sold into slavery. His brothers told their father that he'd been mauled by an animal. Joseph was imprisoned in Egypt. He was accused of fornication. And as it turned out, all of that was necessary just so Joseph could be at exactly the right place at exactly the right time to save his family from the famine in the land. In Genesis chapter 45, this is exactly what Joseph says. You'd think if anyone had a right to be bitter about his family, Joseph was the man. But that's not how he looked at it. He wasn't bitter about his family. He saw that God had a plan. Genesis chapter 45, verses 5 through 8. When Joseph is speaking to his brothers and he reveals himself, for the first time in probably decades, they realize that their brother is alive. They're speechless, but this is what Joseph has to say to them. "But now, do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve your life. For these 2 years the famine has been in the land, and there are still 5 years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvesting. And God sent me before you to preserve a posterity for you in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance." Verse 8, "So now it was not you who sent me here, but God. And He has made me a father to Pharaoh and the lord of all of his house and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt." Do you think when Joseph was thrown in the pit, when he was sold to the Ishmaelites, do you think he was thinking in that moment, this is all part of the plan? It's all part of the plan. I know God is going to make this right. I doubt it. I doubt that's what he was thinking. And so when you in your life, when you find yourself suffering, when things are not going well, just remember, God is still at work in your life, and maybe it's all part of the plan. Moses is another good example of this. Moses was raised by pagans in Pharaoh's household. Not a desirable situation for a Jew. But how else could Moses have been the one to approach Pharaoh, look him in the face, and demand for the deliverance of his people? Sometimes bad things happen so God can do something good. There's the other side to that coin, though, and that's that sometimes bad things happen just because we make bad decisions. Sometimes bad things happen because we make bad decisions. And this, I think, is where some people get confused. A person can get so fixed on the idea that God is leading and causing everything in their life that they might forget that the reason they're in a bad situation is because they made a bad choice, because they got themselves there. This is really the essence of Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. Paul says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Whatever you sow, that's what you'll reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life." Every spiritual decision has a predictable outcome. That's the point that Paul's making there. Every spiritual decision has a predictable outcome. If you make good decisions, good things will tend to happen to you. If you make bad decisions, bad things will tend to happen to you. Now, that's not to say that every time you make a bad decision, something bad will happen, or every time you make a good decision, good things will happen, because that's just not how life works. Like Solomon said, time and chance happen to us all. But in general, that's the rule. We will reap what we sow. If we invest in our faith will grow. If we seek to satisfy our flesh, that's all the satisfaction that we'll get. Hosea chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. "Sow for yourselves righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, till He comes and rains righteousness on you. You have plowed wickedness. You have reaped iniquity. You have eaten the fruit of lies, because you have trusted in your own ways and in the multitude of your mighty men." In other words, Hosea is saying, you'll get exactly what you've asked for. If you've trusted in lies, you'll reap the fruit of lies. If you've been living in wickedness, you will reap iniquity. It's also important to remember that the effect of good or bad decisions are generally proportional to the size of those decisions that we've made. If we make a really big, bad decision, really big, bad things can happen. But if you are extraordinarily generous, if you make very good decisions, very good things can happen. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, "But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully." Bad things happen to people that make bad decisions. And like I've said, the reverse is also true. Good things tend to happen to people who make bad decisions. Good things tend to happen to people who make good decisions. James chapter 3, verse 18. "Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace." The big exception to this rule is a person from the Old Testament that I'm thinking of. Who do you know in the Old Testament that was an extraordinarily righteous man and still terrible things happened to him? Job. Exactly. And the reason I want to bring this up now is because we've got to be careful not to predict or try to anticipate exactly what's going on. If bad things are happening in your life, don't just assume that you're a terrible person. If bad things are happening in somebody else's life, don't just assume they're a terrible person. Because that was the big mistake that Job's friends made, right? Job was genuinely a very, very good man. He was a righteous man. He had his integrity. But for Job's own good, God let some bad things happen to him. But what did Job's friends think? They thought, and they told Job. They said, Job, I don't know what's going on in your life, but you're obviously making some bad decisions. Otherwise, this wouldn't be happening to you. So sometimes that is correct, but sometimes it's not. That's why it's so important that we look at the big picture here. God is at work in our lives, but sometimes it's just time and chance. Sometimes God uses bad things to do something good. Sometimes bad things happen just because we make bad decisions. And then the fifth principle I wanted to talk about this morning is that sometimes God blesses us despite our bad decisions. God loves His people, and God loves to bless His people. And as a demonstration of God's love, He routinely blesses us and protects us and takes care of us and insulates us from all the troubles of this world, even when we've really done nothing to deserve it. When Israel rejected God, how many times did God take them back? Time after time after time after time. In January, in our Bible studies downstairs, the kids are going to start studying about the judges. And that is the story of the judges. They followed God, and then they rejected God. Things got bad for them, they asked for help, and God delivered them. And that's the story with every judge. They reject God, life gets tough, they ask for deliverance, and God gives it, even though they really, especially, didn't deserve it. When Israel rejected God, God took them back. When they wouldn't hear His word, God sent them deliverance. And when we were in our sins, as the greatest example of this principle, God sent us a Savior. Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 8. For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love towards us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So sometimes we do make bad decisions. All of us make bad decisions, and God blesses us anyway. So back to the original question. Is it true that everything happens for a reason? That's a complicated question to answer because there's so many things involved. It's absolutely true that every effect has some cause. Sometimes the cause is God, sometimes the cause is you, and sometimes the cause is just chance. But there's a few other principles that's worth keeping in mind, and one in particular, that nothing happens outside of God's will. God is the sovereign force and power over this universe. And like Paul says, everything happens, everything works out for good for those who love the Lord. If you're on God's side, God is on your side. And so God might let some bad things happen to you. But just remember, God will take care of that. Maybe it was just by chance that happened, but maybe it was God's providence. Either way, nothing happens outside of God's plans. For better or for worse, God can and will use everything in your life to fulfill His will and bring you into eternity with Him. I appreciate your time and attention this morning. I hope this was as interesting to you as it was to me. Everything works out for good for those that love the Lord. If you love God, if you want to participate in His plan of salvation, it's so very simple. It's so very simple, and God wants it to be simple. God wants you to trust Him entirely. He wants you to give your life to Him entirely. And as the consummation of His plan, He wants you to have your sins washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ through the waters of baptism. If that's your need, or if you have any other thing that this church can help you with, let it be known as we stand and sing.